Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll discuss some of the contents of chapter Naml, the 27th chapter of the Holy Quran, as well as some of the commentary points of the verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 16th verse of chapter Naml.
وَوَرِثَ سُلَيْمَانُ دَاوُودَ وَقَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ عُلِّمْنَا مَنْطِقَ الطَّيْرِ وَأُوْتِيْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْفَضْلُ الْمُبِينُ.
And Solomon inherited David. He said, O people, we have been taught the language of birds, and we have been given from all things. Indeed, this is evident bounty.
So as you listen to the verse, dear listeners, this is, I presume, the third episode that we discuss the concept of this verse. The point is that after the literal translation of this verse that says Solomon inherited David, and they said that this is manifest favor from the side of the Almighty Allah, and also paying attention to the fact that the word waritha used in the verse is just for the sake of wealth and government and not the knowledge and prophethood is discussed, we moved on to some important discussions. In the previous episode, we concluded that there is a kind of inseparable relationship between politics and religion, and we also discussed the reason and brought arguments for it. Also, the divine government and its means were discussed in the previous episode. We said that the life story of Solomon and David, in their lifetimes, we see that they quickly could set up a kind of system that removed polytheism and idolatry, and they established a kind of government whose main means, according to the verses under discussion, was knowledge and awareness. And this system moved based on belief and monotheism. So this system that they used had both a military force and elements of information. One of the elements this system had was using different kinds of powers. In this verse, for example, the verse says, عُلِّمْنَا مَنْطِقَ التَّيْرِ وَأُوْتِينَا مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. We have been taught the language of the birds, and we have been granted of everything. Now, in this verse, and the verses which we will see later on in the story of Hupo and Solomon, the birds' speech and the kinds of their sense and understanding are referred to explicitly. No doubt that birds, like other animals in different circumstances, make some various sounds that, with careful observation, we can see, we can recognize their states and situations by the kind of sound and say which sound indicates their anger, which indicates their content, or which sound is the reason of their hunger, etc. Now, we can understand with which sound the animal calls its children, and with which sound it for example, warns them of a kind of danger or an incoming horrible event. This part of the bird's sound contains no doubt, and all of us are sure of it, and more of us are maybe less acquainted with it, but there are some people who are experts in the field, and they can claim that they can understand these sounds easily. But the holy verse in this surah apparently intends to say something beyond this matter. What it intends to say, we will discuss after a short break.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So, as we said, dear listeners, there is no doubt that birds and some other animals make some noises, make some sounds that has a kind of meaning. And by meaning, we intend to say that they mean something with that sound. Sometimes they're hungry, sometimes they're feeling the dangers, etc. But this does not mean that they have lexicalized items. But this holy verse apparently intends to say more. They talk about a kind of animal speaking in a secret way which carries some more minute subjects in it. They talk about understanding and a debate between a bird and a human being. And this meaning is surprising for some people. But regarding to the various matters that the scientists have written in their books and the personal observation, and of course coupled with the experiences that some persons had concerning birds, it is not that so surprising. We even know some matters more surprising than this in relation with the talent of animals and birds in particular. Some of them are so skillful in making houses and nests for themselves that they exceed our engineers in this era even. Some of the birds possess so much exact information about their future offspring and their needs and difficulties, and they act so minutely concerning their salvation that is surprising for all of us. Their foresight about the circumstance of weather, even for some months before. Their awareness of some tragic events like earthquakes before they occur, and even before that our instruments could record the slightest quakes, are well known. And the training with which some animals are trained in our time and the extraordinary jobs they do, and many people have seen them in many circumstances, all denote to their wonderful intelligence. the marvelous acts of ants and their wonderful civilization, the marvels of the life of bees and their amazing finding the traces. They are famous. Everybody knows about that. And this is very important. But the point is that this verse points to this very meaning, which is beyond this. We will, God willing, discuss more in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.